7th parak in the Goyim, 2nd Mishnah. Nishtara marim ben l'hakim l'hachmer. If the color changed, whether it became a more intense color, which, or a lighter color, which is more kal, or a more intense color, which is more stringent. For example, Ketzel l'hakel shesu kashel v'naskut zid heichel. It was a white like snow, then it got less white like limestone. Lime covering of the walls. Ketzem alovin, ukekrum abeitza v'nasis. Mispachas eis, or it had these colors, like white wool, like an egg peel, and it got to some secondary color. Or mispachas azo, some secondary color of a lighter color. Ketzel hachmer, what examples of that changed the hachmer? The opposite of the first half of the Mishnah. Originally was like an egg peel, and then turned into the color of white wool. Sidahechel kasheleg. Yeah, or to turn to the Siddur Hechel and the Shelug. Avileza ben Azariah mitaher. Avileza ben Azariah says if the color changed from one color to the next, then it's tor. Avileza chasma oimer lahakel tor. If it goes to a lighter color, it's tor. Lahakmev goes to a less white color, it's tor. Lahakmev goes to a more white color, then tira betchila, we look at it as a new tsaras. Kiva says, if there's a change in the type of white, then we look at it as a nutzeras, and you start the two-week process again. Remember, we learned before the rule of tzeras, or habosa, that if there's no change within 2 weeks, it's tahor.